Monday Nightcap. Hello, how are you all doing? Oh, wait, I'm going to switch this. We have Black Hat's Poppy, Vico Reno. Hi, Vico. Great to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. Thanks so much for stopping by. You're wonderful. Love you. Manually pinned orange stream. Ooh, let's do that. No, change it. And we've got Black Hat's Poppy here, as well as Desi's butt. We're going to be focusing on Desi's butt very heavily during this stream. I had a really shitty Monday. Terrible. So let's not talk about that. Instead, here's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about candies. Possibly a little bit about a movie with candies. So I feel like we need to do a little bit more of a Halloween sort of episode. So we're going to be talking about sweets to the sweet. Let's have a drink to cheers to you all. Now, I posted the following in the chat. What were some of your favorite candies when you were little, or ones that you were like, bleh, and what might be some of your favorites now? So already jumping in, Desi's butt says, I loved the strawberry candies. Candies? Literally had a red wrapped green top and looked like a strawberry. Haven't seen those in years. Do they still make them? They still make them. And those when you like kind of got to the middle, and by kind of got to the middle, I mean, you'd suck on it for like 60 seconds and then just bite it. And there's that like gooey strawberry, like gel in the middle. Those are tasty. I love those. I can't have those in my house because I will just eat them like food. And then let's see. Favorite Black Cat says the candly. Why do I keep saying that? The canned. Hold on, we're gonna do some mouth exercises. Loud. Proud. There. Let the stress flow. Let the entertainment flow. Black Cat's favorite was the candy necklace. So she could chew and lick on the beads and get her shirt sticky.
Oh. Sticky shirt.
Hi, Krista.
And then bees would attack, and then I'd make friends with the bees. And then I basically had a necklace that was bee attack.
You basically turned yourself into a Pokemon. Black Cat's used bee necklace. Bzz. It's super effective. As we follow him down, Desi also likes the little candied pumpkins that were like candy corn. Did you also like candy corn, though? I feel like if you hated candy corn, you're going to hate those little pumpkins. But I liked the pumpkins better than candy corn because there was a bigger, sugarier mush to them when you bit them. It was more like you're like eating an, it was like eating an eyeball. They had chocolate ones? Well, that sounds good. Vico cleaned all fucking day. Did some maintenance. What did you do maintenance on? Skinned her knuckles and got glue on her fingers, which absorbed all the dust. So now you're eepy and stinky, smelly girl. Yard work, yard maintenance, man, doing all that shit. Like, we'll it's you and I talk. You and I will talk. We can talk about more of that here in this horror episode. But I hope you are able to get some sleep. You should sit back and relax and listen to the dulcet sound. I'm having a hard time talking tonight. I did have some drugs. Listen to the dulcet sounds of my voice and just sail away. Why don't we steal away? Boom, 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 boom. Why don't we steal away into the night? Na, 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 na. You know that it's right. Na, 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 na. Do you guys know what song? Are you familiar with that song? Krista's here, says, you're beautiful. No, who loves you, baby? You're beautiful. Vico has both candy corn and pumpkins right now. Do you like one more than the other? Do you guys ever, with the candy corns, do you ever bite them into like little sections? Like sometimes you bite the little tip and then you're like, okay, I'm going to get perfectly the second layer. And then you eat the butt and then you're like, it all tastes the same. Horseshit. Revmaster, good to see you. We're talking about candy today. So the pinned message is there at the top. Check that out. But we're talking about candies. I know we're violating a rule. I'm always like, we talk about food too much. No more food talk. But let's talk about some food. Let's talk about candy. And to Black Cat's point, I really don't eat it much anymore. But every now and then, hey, just a piece of candy. Give me a piece of candy. But Vico's chilling and wanted to see me. So she's here. Sipertinsky. Vico, it's always a pleasure to see you. You have one of the most sweetest, genuinest hearts of people I know. You always come across gentle and thoughtful to me. And if you guys have, I think you've seen it, but Vico just is put beautiful art. Beautiful. I know she probably is like, hey, I'm being all crappy now because I haven't paid. Incredible. Incredible. It is yacht rock. It's very much yacht rock, Desi. It's totally yacht rock. The full-size Tootsie Rolls, because of the way they look, like cat turds. They totally look like cat turds. And you get those big-size Tootsie Rolls. And they have, like, the little divided, like, little spaces in them. And I imagine that was probably like, oh, you're supposed to eat one little section at a time. Like, what are you going to do? George Costanza and take a knife and cut your candy bar? Like, who does that? No, you're going to take that chocolate sugar log. Why is my CPU just spiked? Settle down. Computer, what are you doing? Every fucking time.
Oh, let's run updates in the indexing service. And Dirk or Schnerky, just peg your CPU, destroy your stream. Hey, thanks.
But you're just going to pop that whole cat turd right in your mouth. You haven't seen cat turds that big? They're not that big. Chris is trying to enjoy her coffee, but keeps burning her mouth. You got to do this. I'm going to demonstrate how you solve that problem. Watch. You go, and then don't just take a big honker out of there. You'll burn your little mouther. You bite the little, everybody, you got to bite the sections just to try it. See, and to Krista's response, Krista's just throwing up over the thought of candy corn. I feel like most people really aren't like in the middle of candy on candy corn. They either fucking hate candy corn or they're like, oh, I can't wait for Halloween to come around because then there's bags of candy corns. Vico says, you want to know my candies? Fun Dip, Pixie Sticks, Skittles, Starburst, Gummy Lifesavers, Gummy Bears, Nerds, Smarties. You know, the stuff that kills your teeth. Yes, but I feel like none of those will do the destruction to the human dental system as much as those fucking, they're like, well, they're called the Mary Janes because they have like the girl with the little Mary Jane shoes. And I was always like, is there something to that? Why else these are called those? But those things will just pull all of your teeth right out of your fucking mouth. Black Hat's talking about the giant sizes. I don't know. Is it like a log? I'm thinking of the ones that were about like that big. They're about like that big. And they had the little dividers in them. You know, it's not like a Tootsie football. Desi's butt loves some nerds. Hold on, I got just my fan. I forgot to turn my fan.
That's better. Airflow for me.
And thank you for the compliment, Mr. Dude Baby Man. Hey, you're welcome. Chris says, what's funny though is that she likes circus peanuts. I love circus peanuts. It's like a weird vanilla silt squish pillow that you can eat. Starbursts are delicious, the red and the yellow. I gotta be honest, I was a pink Starburst guy. Just pick out all the pink ones and just eat all those. The now and laters. Now and laters just might have been, they should have just called them trip to the dentist. They were always literally as hard as a fucking rock. The consistency was like, whatever the fuck they make those things out of. But you'd eventually be like, oh, I think it's softening up. Let me try to like chew it. And you'd bite into it a little bit and it would literally stick your fucking mouth closed. I don't know why dentist offices don't save a lot of money. They could save all sorts of money on dental appliances and people have dentures. Dude, just use a now and later. It'll never come out. Never. That stuff is literally indestructible. You'll never get it out of your mouth. We have another fan of circus peanuts. Vico loves circus peanuts. Vicky, let me ask you this. Are there candies you don't like? So let's hear about some gross candies. We all know Krista does not like circus peanuts because she just threw up. Desi was in Palm Springs a few years ago. Found a candy store with a ton of varieties of taffy. So goddamn good. But like real taffy, like saltwater taffy. That stuff is delicious. Yeah, it kind of pulls on your teeth a little bit. But delicious. Now and laters are like taffy from hell. From hell. You bought 5 to 8 pounds. The now and later's consistency is like, this candy is 100 years old. Maybe they found them in like the Egyptian tombs. The first guys that were like exploring the ancient tombs. They're like, dude, there's like these little fruit flavored squares. What do you think they are? And then another one of the explorers is like, well, sir, I couldn't wager to tell you. And then he grabs the other guy and he tackles him to the ground. He's like, now put it in your mouth. He's like, no, I don't want to eat it. He's like, fucking put it in your mouth. And he's like, it tastes like weird artificial plantains. But I'm going to call it the banana flavor because people don't know what plantains are. And he's like, well, let's go requisition an old World War II army truck so we can start making a lucrative business selling these delicious candies. And Reverend Master beat me to it because he's like, the real curse was the hard ass taffies you found in Egypt that pull all your teeth out. Oh, Krista, cheering 25 bits. Krista, thank you so much. You didn't need to do that, but as always, super appreciated. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And never forget, Loves you, baby. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Black Cat doesn't like sour candy. I find that interesting. I would have thought you would have been a big fan of sour candies. A lot of black people don't like black licorice. Desi does not like black licorice candies. What about those squishy ones with like the weird foam thing on the outside and like the little crunchy, like little dots? Bitto honeys are awful. She could drop kick the person who invented them. Bitto honey is like a slightly better version of the Mary Janes, but it's the same thing. You get those, you get those on Halloween and it's cold outside, so they're hard as a rock. And then one of the worst parts about them is it's that fucking paper wax wrapper, and it's always like folded and stuck under it. So then you try to peel the thing open and you end up with like paper in there. And you're like, I'm not going to waste a precious piece of candy. I'm going to fucking eat it anyway. So now you're eating fucking paper. Do I have a Sprouts store by me? They have saltwater taffy you can buy. Lots of different flavors. Pick out what you want. That I don't know. I'll have to look. I imagine probably. It's a lot of different crazy stores. I also, though, and I'm not going to wipe it in my eye, and so I'm not going to buy it, so don't do the fucking hashtag, but there are all sorts of Mexican candies available to me around here. That tamarind chili salt, baby. Vico does not like black licorice, Mary Janes, Now and Laters, those weird orange-wrapped butterscotch things. Those things are disgusting. You take a Werther's, okay? A Werther's is like, there's a magical fairy. And she's looks a little bit like a bee. And she's like, opens her legs and she's like, come taste this delicious honey nectar. That's like a fucking Werther's. Those orange butterscotchy ones is just like the worst chemical artificial glop. Like, I feel like they always have them at funerals. And you're like, the reason why they did it at funerals is because it's reminding you of the pain of death, because that's what these things fucking taste like. You don't like Red Hots? That I also find surprising. I would have thought you would have been all over Red Hots. Yeah, Werther's lives up to the name. The Werther's is quality. Good and plenty.
Yeah, it's ready for the jingle.
Now I get confused. So you guys got to hold on a sec. Because I'm getting confused. Hold up. There's Good and Plenty in Mike and Ike's. Let's get these conflated and confused. Good and Plenty are the purple and white candies that look like pills you'd get passed out to at a rave. And there's like a shell, and then there's like a little licorice stick in it, right? And then the Mike and Ike's, those are like the very hard, gummy, what are they, like green and like red and yellow, I think. Vico's never been a spicy person. I disagree. I feel like you were very spicy. Lots of spice. Snow caps. Snow caps were a old theater staple. And by staple, I mean they always had them there and nobody ever bought them. So the boxes looked like they were 50 years old, covered in dust and falling over. And every now and then you would see somebody buy those. And you're like, those candies, they probably been there a long time. Black Cat ate them. So you were the one. Another one. It was like a squishy I didn't like it. There was something weird. It reminded me of like a snow caps reminded me of, what is it? Amoxicillin. The where it had like that gritty, like non perile. What does that even mean? So what is a regular perile or whatever? I don't get it. That always confused me. I still to this day do not know. Is that what the little white dots are? Good and Plenty remember licorice and Mike and I's are fruity. Okay, I just get those confused. Vicko is spicy but can't eat spicy or else her butt gets shed. Oh man, butt's starting to throw up. So that's the sprinkle, but don't they have the sprinkles on them? Reverend Master like cinnamon style stuff. So what do you got? Red Hots. You got the Red Hot Tamales. Red Hot Tamales. The little cinnamon discs that are kind of spicy. What other kind of cinnamon candies do we have? There's got to be more than that. Even though it's probably going to spike my CPU into the fucking stratosphere because I'm trying to do this while I'm here, I need to get a definitive answer on this.
Nonpareil. Nonpareil.
I did not realize that's how that was. I did not realize that's how that was said. Okay, here's where I always got confused. I thought that it was like non-pareil, which to me would have indicated that it's not or isn't a pareil. But apparently that's not what it is. It's like supposed to be one word. And the typical definition, so that's either an unrivaled or matchless person or thing. A flat round candy made of chocolate covered with white sugar sprinkles. Or in printing, an old type size equal to 6 points, larger than ruby or agate, smaller than emerald or minion. Huh. Well, okay then. Now I know. See, stream is a font of knowledge. Well, yeah, there were the little cinnamon barrels. Vicko likes the root beer hard candies and the straw. You and Desi need to hook up on these strawberry candies. The strawberry candies are something. They are fucking good. Especially when you just crunch them and get that delicious strawberry goo out of the middle. Haribo stuff is good. Except for, no, well, okay. Not disagreeing. But if you'd like a lot of diarrhea in your life, get the sugar-free Haribo gummy bears. Those motherfuckers will just clean you right out. Clean you right out. Your guts may actually fall out of your body. The bottle, oh, bottle caps. I remember like they would come in that little paper pack. And I always wanted the root beer ones. I felt like the root beer ones always like crushed into a better powder. And just, it was just refreshing and tasty. Yeah, they like fizz a little bit. Like they don't, but they do. It's like this, like, it just makes like a candy foam slurry in your mouth. Did they? Krista says they also had the mint flavored ones, or were they just different colored? Yeah, they were, weren't they like a green? the green, like I like the, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't like the fucking, what are they, snow caps or whatever the hell they're called. But you get the Christmas ones where like somebody will home make them. Those are fucking great. Little delicious chocolate cap with the little sprinkles. Those sometimes, they make them just really rich and they're delicious. Black Hat has brought up a candy that I've never had. I like those bags of fake gold nuggets that were really pieces of gum. I've never encountered that. Oh yeah, see, thanks Windows Update. Just decided to fucking run download some updates while we were doing our stream. Yeah, thanks. Even though you have a nighttime thing, we're supposed to fuck off while I'm doing this. Stupid bastard. The strawberry candies come in those Holiday Hickory Farms boxes with the cheese and sausages. Desi. She solved it. She solved it for you. Vico Reno, champion. She's got it. And by the way, we need to do this. Vico Reno is a VIP. She solved it. If you want the strawberry candies, she says the strawberry candies come in these Holiday Hickory Farm boxes with the cheese and sausages. So not only do you get a delicious cheese and a nice succulent salty sausage, but then you can also finish that up with a nice sweet strawberry candy treat. What are the ones that started as candy and turned to gum? It's right on the tip of my tongue. Razzles. They were called Razzles. And you'd put them in your mouth and you'd bite on them and chew them and they would pulverize and disintegrate all over your mouth. But then if you kept kind of chewing on them, then it would coalesce into like this fucking weird gum. This weird fucking gum. It's the only place you got the strawberry candies from? Really? I don't know if they were like a knockoff brand or whatever, but I swear I used to be able to get those in just like old corner stores. They just have like a white paper flap over a plastic bag with those in there, and you just buy them that way. I swear that's where I used to, but boys used to get those. King Dinosaur says, "I made it. Through the pissing rain and wind, it's the best streaming show in the fucking world." I have to say it like King Dinosaur kind of talk. He doesn't really talk like that. But King Dinosaur, good to see you. I'm glad you made it home safe. Driving in the rain, the pissing rain, and the wind to catch the premium candy, food, poop, cum, caca, movie weird streaming channel ever. I mean, Rivermaster, you might not be too far from the truth on that one. You've never had them before. Remember seeing the movie 13 going on 30. Yeah, Vico, of course you're VIP. We've had you on the show. Of course you're a VIP. Sounds like a pot. Well, King Dinosaur, when he talks, he's like, don't let the tone mislead you. I'm actually like super excited. Just got back from seeing this sweet band in Seattle. And like, you know, it's pretty cool. Can't say they're really cool because then if I talk things up too much, like it's not very Seattle. So I got to be like, yeah, we're okay. Even though like I bought a couple of tapes and they had like some bootleg tapes and I got those. And then like the dude's like, dude, you want to like, you know, do some collab sometime? I was like, okay, man. And so they took one of their posters and like gave him my number. So like, we're going to do some shit. We're going to hang out and jam. Dude, it's going to be fucking sweet. That's my King Dinosaur. Love him. It's a great dude. King Dinosaur, what we're talking about tonight are candies from your childhood that you might have liked, or ones that you were like, bleh, and or what are some of your favorites now? Now, I would like to interject and just say that I never had these back when I lived in Michigan. But they had these candy bars out here called Big Hunk. And I thought that was hilarious. So I bought this candy bar because it was Big Hunk. And then I went to this place that I go to and I was like, here you go. Here comes a Big Hunk. And then like, haha, here's the fucking candy bar. And then she's like, oh my God, I love these. I was like, you should have these? She's like, oh yeah, we used to have these all the time. I was like, well, I bought it because it was hilarious. I actually have never had one. So I ate a piece of this Big Hunk bar and instantly fell in love with it. The Big Hunk is what Bit O' Honey and those Mary Jane god-awful things wish they were. It's basically just a slab of like peanut butter nougat with peanuts in it. That's it. It's just a flap. It's just a peanut nougat flap with peanuts in it. And like you can chew it up and it just gets nice and like smooth. Max peanut flavor. It's delicious. At a point where I used to go to this Mexican restaurant that was around here, and they would ask me if I wanted dessert, and I'd be like, no, but we'll take one of the Big Hunk bars, because that's where I originally got it. It was in a box under the register. So okay, yeah, you can give me one of those Big Hunk bars. So that would be my dessert. No, I would not sit there and cut it with a knife and fork. But you can if you're quick and you like bend it really fast. You can get it to like snap. Then you can snap pieces off so that you don't just have the whole giant honking peanut flap in your mouth. Pretty solid. That right now is my favorite candy. King Dinosaur's got some friends here in chat because he also likes Lemonheads in the root beer bottle caps. That's three folks in here who are all up about the root beer bottle caps. Although, yeah, it was the root beer ones. There was like a grape one. There was like this weird indeterminate cola flavor that was kind of gross. I think there was one more flavor. Black Cat liked some kind of candy bar. There was dark chocolate on the outside, marshmallow on the inside, kind of shaped with curves. I kind of remember that. But isn't that just like a... No, I'm thinking of snowballs. Those things were a fucking mess. Like, you'd end up with coconut flakes and sticky, gooey marshmallow all over your face and your hands, and then the cake outside would crumble and get fucking all over the place. All right, we got to look at this candy bar from King Dinosaur. I got to change. Wait. This window. Two. This window. Like that. And then we need to turn this off. And we need to squish it down and expand it out and hide this portion. Whoa, no, 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 no. I don't want to move that. You're supposed to be locked in place. What are you doing? You're locked. Oh, it's not locked. No, it's locked. Oops. I was trying to, like, move this around. This needs to be wider, like that. There you go. Now you can see it. Brown and Haley, peanut butter mountain bar. Chocolate candy with peanuts and creamy peanut butter center. Individually wrapped candy. Case of 15. $25. $25? What the fuck? This better be like organically harvested peanuts. Like handmade by some French chocolatier. I guess that's the price of shit now. But goddamn, that's a fucking yikes. Jesus. All right, everybody's posting links. You can't do hundreds of links. You found a pic of Howl the Strawberries. Black Cat has posted a link here from Google of something. I don't know what this is. So we're going to go look at that. Okay, it's a piece of poop. It's just chocolate-covered marshmallow. Shit log. It's a marshmallow-covered cat turd. I feel like you'd like a lot of candy instead of cat poop. Actual turds. Welcome to the stream, Gaming Retirement Home. I will tell you, Gaming Retirement Home, you absolutely need to give him a follow and stop into his stream. He tells some fantastic, if not harrowing, stories. Super cool guy. He's got about the same level of foul mouth that I do and old man crusty rage. He likes cigars. He likes whiskey. He plays retro video games. What else could you fucking want out of a streamer? So please make sure you stop by and check out Gaming Retirement Home. He's awesome. Super cool dude. Thank you so much for stopping in. We're going with candies today, Gaming Retirement Home. We're talking about candies that you liked as a kid and which candies you thought were ugh, and what candies might you like now. Now, I get that a lot of people, as you get pieces of adult, maybe you're not necessarily into candy so much, but you never know. Let's see. Advertised being ugly, look like a piece of poop. Let's see. Handmade by elves. Yeah, I don't know about that. Now, Vico has this Hickory Farms box because apparently people are searching for the holy grail of the strawberry-looking wrapped strawberry. Oh, look, there they are. Desi, you seeing this? You seeing this shit? It's fucking out of stock. He can't even get them. What a cock tease. Here, you can get this box. Except they're fucking they're out of stock. So you can't get one. You're just going to have to take the strawberry candies, fucking shove them up your ass. Vico likes whiskey and weed. Also, pretty good combo, I'm not going to lie. Gary Retirement Home used to hate black licorice. Now kids are saying they hate black jelly beans, but they're magnificent. Magnificent. I feel like the black jelly beans don't quite taste like licorice though, which is why they might not be as bad. Black jelly beans. How much are these running? Oh, look at you could get this, you get a fucking 2-pound bag of that for $11. See, that's the sort of price, that's the sort of dental damage to cost ratio that I'm looking for. You can come to other places, just want to show a pic. No, you wanted to throw in Desi's face and make him feel sad. Let's see. Because the other one that we're looking for, look, it's strawberry wrapped candy. You probably get a fucking giant bag of them. Yeah, look at this. Look at this shit. 2 pounds of them, $12. You can get 1 pound for you better off getting the 2 pounds. Desi, right here. Right here, dude. Fucking hook it up. You want strawberry candies? Boof! Oh, that's a fucked up link. Oh, well. Who gives a shit? Yeah, I don't even know where to get black licorice anymore. It's not in the supermarkets. Maybe Amazon. I've only seen beans. Like, okay, black licorice, right? Like, you have the artificial chemical glop shit. I'm deleting that link. That's fucking a disaster. Get that out of here. Oh, shit. I don't have the right mod thing turned on. Oh, well, whatever. But, like, real black licorice is actually kind of good. But the thing is, like, you get it, like, for example, I have that tea, and it's like a black licorice tea. That black licorice tea is good in, like, these here, these Wiley Wallaby licorice, 12 ounce classic. Well, I don't know what fuck accent that is, but who gives a shit? Ice Queen's not here, so who cares? But you can get these black wallaby licorice chews. Those are good. These sweet root black licorice, I feel like those are going to be crap. That stuff's going to be crap. But like the really good ones, like this Wally Wallaby, that's all I can do, like Australian wise, just fucking shut the fuck up. But those are pretty, you're still pretty sure it's garbage. You know, and you give it a shot, you just come in here and buy a bag. You still like the 100 grand. Also, a tooth destroyer. Absolute fucking tooth destroyer. These things will just destroy your fucking mouth. 36 bars, $40. I guess that's not that. Game and Retire Home is going to grab some and report back if it ends up in the garbage. It's like the... Do you guys remember the... Do you remember the Aqua Velva scene? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, and the real black licorice does have health benefits to it. If your throat is sore, you get a good slippery, what is it? Slippery elm. You get a good slippery elm, black licorice mix, put some lemon in there, and I'm not even lying. Shot of whiskey, and that will soothe your throat right down. And then as soon as your throat is soothed, you go back and have a cigar. Because why not? By the way, I have a confession to make. Yesterday, I got a craving for fucking cigarettes. I don't know why. So I went and bought a package of these American Spirit Gold. It's like a gold package. They say it's like organic, but I believe that as much as I could pick up the cigarette factory and throw it down the street. But these American Spirit, made with 100% organic tobacco. I don't know about that, but they were good. Made with 100% organic tobacco. Light, mellow taste. I couldn't stop smoking them. I've just fucking chain smoked like 3/4 of the whole pack. And then there's this girl sitting there. I'm like, look, you want these? She's like, sure. I'm like, just fucking get these away from me before I just continue to smoke a whole pack of cigarettes. Today is when I really needed the fucking cigarettes. Not gonna lie. Yeah, it's all about snacks. You know, I'm often like, we guys stop talking about food because I'm voraciously hungry. But today, we're just talking about candy. Sweets to the sweet. Right? Vico says, I can't do a Vico voice because she's got like this super soft. It's going to end up sounding like the black cat voice.
I feel like black licorice.
That's not your voice. I'm not even going to do it. I feel like black licorice falls in the same zone as sarsaparilla and ginger, but I just don't like black licorice. So don't fucking eat it. Just don't eat it. If I try to load Discord right now, I think this computer is going to take a shit. Something's fucking like running in the background. Revmaster likes licorice. I like the good licorice. That Wally Wallaby is fucking good. I need a better computer is what I need. But this computer was super cheap because I also didn't want to have it get destroyed while I was driving across the country. See, this is the other reason why I like gaming retirement home. He also fucking hates Discord. What do you mean? Discord is a useful and good program that totally has no issues and no data mining. And I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not a fan, but I have it because it allows me to steal stream my Xbox. We'll get you back on here soon, though, Vico. However, I feel like, and I don't know if you'd be up for this, but again, I will reiterate, Vico Reino is an incredible artist. I feel like we should do a quick redemption drawing stream and have me draw the picture and then have Vico draw the picture. And then you can see what a real artist looks like and what a piece of shit looks like. Oh, God. Scargoyle, what are you, fucking five? Look, I tried my best, okay? Leave me alone.
You could call me and turn on speaker.
I do, but another night, okay, love? Besides which, we only have 10 minutes left. We have 10 minutes left, and then the show's over. You'll teach me? I'll find I can learn how to do drawings. Web-based sketch pad? Oh, shit, Sketch.io is still here? Oh, God damn it. Oh, will you just fucking fuck off? All right. Who wants me to draw something? Give me a thing and I'll draw it right now. Look at this. We can do this. All right. I can draw a thing. You can see my awfulness live, real time. And I'll do it with a mouse too, which is like even fucking worse than my Sharpie pen skills. Let me resize this a little bit. this is gonna be terrible. I'm sure you will all like it. You got 4 sticks of watermelon licorice at the candy store in Tampa Airport. It's almost $5. It's candy, man. $5. Okay, hold on. Before I get to drawing, back in the day, you used to be able to get. For $5, you'd have a fucking cauldron of candy. Going to the candy store with $2, you'd be able to buy like a hoard. Now, like one little thing like that is fucking that much. Jesus. All right, we got a potato dragon, a spider, and then a spider eating jelly beans. Okay, I think we can do this. I used to get 2 chocolate bars for 49 cents at 7-Eleven as a kid. Fuck inflation. Yeah, it used to be... I used to be able to go into this general store candy store, and for $2, you would end up with this bag, like a box of lemon heads, those little foam, styrofoam flying saucers with the little rattle beads in it. You could get... handfuls of all these like strawberry weird candies and grape and what are they called? Fruitsies. Kind of hate that I know that name. Yeah, like the penny candy. Man, for a fucking nickel, you could come in and you could get a bunch of pieces of candy. But for $2, grab a whole bag. You'd have this pile and then you'd be like, you and your friends would get together and you just have this fucking sugar fest. Just a full-out sugar fest of everybody just destroying their teeth. What happened to his leg there? It's pretty bad. I'm trying to do like legs with claws. And then, of course, because he's a dragon, he needs, like, dragon's wings. Although I probably should have, like, drawn that before I finished the rest of the potato. And then here's his other wing. And then he needs, like, a dragon neck and then a head. And then he needs these dragon ears like this. And he's going to have that and, like, a snout. And he's going to be like, ah, with this head like this. And then because he's a dragon, he needs like the snake kind of eye and his like bulbousy nose part. He kind of looks French. And then... Okay, there's your potato dragon. There's your French potato dragon. God damn it. For real, my mom always tells me on how trip $20 in the 80s, you get a decent shopping trip. $20 in the 80s, you probably have like six steaks, five cans of beans, a package of hot dogs, two bottles of champagne, case of beer, a whole shitload of candies, a couple packs of cigarettes. All right, there's your... that's Reverend Masters... no, wait. Who's that? The Gaming Retirement Home. There's your potato dragon. it is kind of a chicken. It's a little bit chicken. Oh, wait. Maybe what he needs are like little... He needs like little arms. Oh, God, that's like a pathetic... Okay, there's his little dragon arms. So there's your potato dragon. Okay. Well, I'm going to fry him right up. You're losing it. I hope this is making you laugh. If you don't know, half of the stream is like terrible, disgusting, body fluid, awful talk. The other half of it is laughing at all of the hilarious, body fluid, fucking awful talk. I'm very happy that you decided to stop in. Gaming Retirement Home, I watched his streams a lot this week. He was on in the midday and was telling some great stories. And so I was hanging out talking to him a lot. And he's like, I think you and I are going to get along very well because we both had the same rage about a lot of shit. This is not how you draw. Your draw looks like, fuck it, it's incredible. All right, so let's zoom out. Zoom out on this. Oh, no, wait. That's going to fuck up my whole canvas and everything. I don't want to do that. Motherfucker. How do I just, like, scroll up? I guess I could do another layer. What else did somebody ask for? So, Gaming Retirement Home wanted a potato dragon. Reverend Master wanted a spider. Wait, what did that... Hey, Krista, can you unmute or unhide or whatever Gaming Retirement Home said? I don't know what that is. I was going to the corner store in the 90s with a note from my mother for cigarettes and candy for under $5. Seriously. You buy like six packs of cigarettes, a bottle of Jack, candies, a loaf of bread, and it'd be like $4.80. Silver dollars? You wasted your silver dollar. Everybody was like, silver dollar? Grandma gave me a silver dollar. What the fuck am I going to do with that? Like, I don't know. Go buy candy with it. Fuck yeah. So we wanted to spell a spider eating jelly beans. So here's what we're going to do. Okay. Here's our spooter. It's bad. Four. It's like. Five and like six, and then we'll do seven and eight. It's supposed to be like his eyes, and then here's his like little bulbousy body, and then he's got to have like the big long fucking gigantor legs sticking out. They kind of look like Vienna sausages, but again, shut up. So, I'm going to do these on this side. It looks like a fucking noodle. It's a fucking noodle spider. Yeah, it's all right. Just drinking out of Lake Erie. That's what happens. Let's see who else is going on in chat. Okay, we got a video. Watch the video here in a moment. this French, his fire breath is gold leaf. Oh my God. They were normal tender at one part, and we were poor. Mom gave me coins from her collection so I could get candy. I mean, my one grandmother used to always give me like silver dollars and stuff like that for like presents and whatever. And there's always that like, oh, you need to keep these because they'll be like worth a lot more someday. And then I would always like have them in this little bank and then just take them to the fucking bank and just deposit it in my little savings account that I had as a fucking wee lad. And then that would be like, oh, we're going up north and there's a general store. Like, can I take $5 out of my account? $5? What do you need to spend $5? It'd be like a whole weekend of candy and food and shit. Eat them with a yelm of butter? Yeah, I mean, I don't see why you couldn't. You think it'd be good with a yelm? You get nickels and pennies. I loved when the old grandpas would give you like, they'd give you like pennies scotch taped together. And so then you get home and you had to like, with your frozen fucking fucked up little bastard fingers, try to peel the tape off these fucking pennies while you were like on a crack rock sugar high. Give me those pennies. You know how much more candy you can buy with that? Yeah, or you put them in the film canisters. Do you guys remember that? It was the little black and gray film canisters. Yeah, they were perfect for coins or fire. We'd load them with firecrackers and explode them all over the place. Like you'd hide shit in there that you want your parents to find. Not like you really had anything bad, but it would be like,
I stole a rock. It's my favorite rock. I put it in there to protect it.
Like, dude, fucking idiot. It's a rock. What's going to fucking happen to it? All right, we have other tools available to us, but I'm not going to use them. I'm just going to make little jelly beans. So here's some jelly beans. Okay. Now, what kind of flavor of jelly beans do we want these jelly beans to be is the important question, because he's going to use his little fangs here to be grabbing some delicious jelly beans out. And because he loves jelly beans, we're going to give him a nice smiley face. I'm going to color it in with this pencil and give myself massive carpal tunnel and forearm strain doing it. So there's his little jelly beans. Well, now the turds again. Fuck. Brown, they said. Technically, I feel like the people that picked the... I feel like technically the people that picked this should be the ones that get to pick the color. Now they're going to look like pieces of shit. It's all right. Oh, god damn it. I fucking ruined it. No, undo that. Dude, what a goddamn piece of shit. All right, fucking look. I didn't fill the beans in all the way. It's fucked up. So now it's really going to look like pieces of shit. Okay, so these are just flat out fucking turds that we're drawing at this point. That's okay. Little pieces of poop. So there's a spider eating poop. Fucking asshole. Oh my god. All right, pencil tool, get out of here. Butterscotch. Oh, winner. So here's his little bag of jelly beans. Okay. And then we gotta like make this little... So he's actually eating them out of a sack. The fuck is that? And this is butter. this guy doing these drawings fucking drunk? Yeah, a little bit. Butter scotch. Okay. There's your butterscotch spider. Oh, there's a spider in my butt eating poop. What if that's what they did? What if the... Oi, that's the Australian poop spider! Hide your britches! Look at in your... Do they call it a butt? Ass? Or do they say, like, arse? I hate that. Quit spelling it arse. Just ass. To get right in your arse! And... Yeah, see, it doesn't work. To get right in your ass! No, it doesn't really work either. To come right up your bunghole and eat your poop! It's a dung beetle spider. Hang this on my fridge? If I had a printer, I would. I'd print this right out. Can I share a link to this drawing? Did anybody else? Let's see. We had a chicken, spider eating jelly beans. Let's see. Okay, thank God. I can stop my drawing requests because I think I covered them all. Like, I think I did it. I did it! Okay, I don't know why I had this. I used to have this porn clip of this, like, I don't know, it's like this Russian prostitute and this dude. You never saw the dude on camera, but I'm fairly certain he looked like a potato. And, like, he fucks this fucking prostitute chick. And at the end, he, like, cream pies her. And he's like, I did it! And I would die laughing at that. Because I'm like, I did it! Like, yeah, you get a gold star. Girl's just looking at him like, where is $100 now? I did it. Do you guys remember these candies? Okay, here's where we're going to finish this. There used to be these candies. It was just a piece of paper and then had like these little acid tabs on them. It was just like little, this thing's actually kind of looking like a monster. I'm changing this. But it was like a piece of paper, and then there were just like these little round candies on them. And there was like no way to pick the candies off of it without getting a little piece of paper on there. So effectively, you'd be eating paper. I always wondered what the, like, why did they not at least like wax them or something a little bit so the candies would come off? Candy buttons. Yeah, that was like, dude, that was like a primer for dropping acid. Oh shit, that's a big honker. You'd always end up eating a little piece of paper every fucking time. And eventually I got to the point where I would just take a knife and just scrape the candies off. I didn't even care if I got a half handful of paper. I would just take that and then cram the whole rest of the fucking thing in my mouth and just eat it. It's like, who cares? It's paper, right? You're either your stomach will digest it or sorry for being gross, you'll poop and wipe at the same time. If you eat paper, when you shit, there's a peanut brittle monster. Five Below is a majama. Oh, I gotta go get some of those now. Yeah, the wax bottles with the little sugar juice. And then you're supposed to chew the bottle. It's supposed to be remember, they often advertise it too as fun gum, which is wax. You get the lips and you bite the thing, and then it's, you bite it into just a whole disintegrated thing. It's like, that's not gum. It's just chewing on a piece of wax. All right, this peanut butter monster needs some luscious locks. So here we go with those. And I feel like we're going to do him like this. He's going to have like this giant weird cauliflower arm. Except claws. Look at these claws. You want to fuck with them, vicious claws? Peanut butter brittle monster is going to fuck your shit up. And then his legs are just kind of regular-ish legs because I'm getting tired of this and this is, I'm running out of room. He's doing like a limbo. The hair is the stuff between couch cushions. What, pubes? Hey. couch feels really comfortable and cushy.
It's because we filled it with... It's because we filled it with all of our luscious pubes. And I shampoo mine, so it's very fluffy.
That, by the way, for those of you who don't know, is the black cat's Poppy voice. That's what she sounds like, but she also does not sound like that at all. I don't know why, but I feel like the spider needs antenna. They don't really have that like that, though. Moogle87 stopped in, missed all the goodness. Mental imagery here is top notch. I agree. Poop. Here. Do you remember they used to have, and I don't know if they still sell them, but there used to be these little candy-like rope pieces, and they were just like these little curly Q. Maybe it was like a local thing, but it was just like this little, like they're just like these little twigs, basically, of like a, almost like a licorice. And then they had like a strawberry, a red one, but then they had black licorice ones. And I got in trouble one time because I said it looked like a basket of pubes. Yeah, and then it's the laces, the little laces. They're like thin little, like, it just fucking looks like pubes. Hey, little boy, what do you want for your 10-cent candies?
And I want the bag of pubes.
Ugh. Moogle87, what are your favorite candies? Or what candies make you go, ew? Or what used to be your favorite candies? You're going to send me a photo of a 90s Twizzler ad from one of the magazines. Please do. Is it the one with the big piece, with the big succulent fucking DSL lips on it? Oh, Twizzlers. And then it would like slide in its mouth and it would like have like a water droplet thing. Moogle87 just says candy. Okay, well, he's not quite here with it, but... the laces? Yeah! Maybe that... Okay, so see, they were mainstream. The bag of pubes were mainstream. Bag of pubes is a come and go near you. All right, can we... I want to export this. No, I want to just do... How do I do... Fuck me right in the ass. I want to just do like a link thing. Oh, here's what I want to do. Share. Okay. This is good. Yes, sure. It's awesome. The fuck is that? All it did was all it did was export the pile of shit. All it did. All it did was export a pile of pubes. All right, no, it didn't. I was going to say, all it did was export the pile of poop nuggets. It did know the important parts. Here's all of that if you want it. There's your sketchpad link to the... I feel like for the drawing streams, the marker on the pad is fun. But you guys got to tell me, did you like watching me draw that hackily with a mouse more than with a Sharpie? You can be the judge of that. I'll let you guys decide. A whole box of them for $5 at Costco? What, pubes? Or just candy? Oh, the candy... Wait, candy belt? See, some people like the Sharpie. There is something about the Sharpie on the paper. I agree. But maybe what I'll do is I'll try to get a setup where there's a camera where you can see me actually drawing it. Because for as much as I like the surprise of when it's over, I feel like then I'm just sitting here in silence and you guys are like, well, look at this dumb fucking bald guy. What are we supposed to do? Strawberry sweet and sour belt. That sounds like bondage material. What is a candy belt? What the fuck are you talking about? Candy belt. Wait, these? Is this what you're talking about? You know, I'm just gonna kick this motherfucking thing out the goddamn window. These? The Sour Power candy belt? This stuff? Is this what you're talking about? These? Dude, this is like pig's ears. I mean, that looks like some pretty, looks like some pretty significant candy. That's a lot of shit in there. That red one. Okay, sure. This right here. Smarty Stop. Generating AI insights. God, AI is such a fucking... Now, can we use AI to generate all this? Oh, you mean even more stupid than a person? Okay, great. That's just what I needed. Is yet another prevalent idiot to fucking be wrong about everything. The Smarty Stop candy shower belts are delicious. What are you even talking about? That is perfect for any occasion. Oh, so like a funeral? Somebody sick in the hospital? They come in a variety of flavors, including watermelon, green apple, strawberry, and grape, and are individually wrapped. They are also a good source of vitamin C and a great way to satisfy a sweet or sour craving. Pros: variety of flavors, sour kick, individually wrapped, good source of vitamin C, affordable. Cons: can cause weight gain. Cons: diabetes. The fucking fuck. Tried freeze-dried Skittles over the summer. They're really good. Please don't start me. I need to sleep tonight, gamer. Well, you're in the AI retirement home, so, you know.
I just want my Metamucil, and can I get the cinnamon applesauce warmed up? It feels good on my gums.
Oh, sir, you've shit yourself.
Eh?
Huh? The candy necklace ended up being candy underwear. Well, I mean, yeah, you just make a belly chain out of it, right? Candy necklace, wrap around that fucking waist, nibble away. AI is nothing more than a brand new scam to repackage products that don't work and sell them us again. Like, come on, how's the paperless office of the 90s working out? Someone just asked me you need to fax them documents. Dude, I miss fax. We should have never gone beyond fax. We should have stopped at fax. Fax was all of the bullshit paper that you can send to somebody else without dealing with the fucking post office. Done. Done. They could have easily have introduced a barcode scanner in there and put a barcode scanner at the top of the fucking fax paper and just made it so that you could send and receive, they have to type shit in, know the phone number, blah, 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 blah. No, instead it's, well, it's email, but print it out. Like when it's like, oh, print it out. Using what? I don't fucking have a printer anymore. I'm going to have a printer sitting here for the one time every 9 years that I need to print like one fucking page. No, I'll stick it to the UPS store and spend like $5 to print one piece of paper. Stupid. Orderlies have pasted with a picture. Says, don't mention AI around this man. He gets very upset. He will scotch diarrhea and smoke a cigar at you. Check my texts. I will do as soon as this ends, because it's about time, unfortunately, for as much as I think we're all having fun, to say goodnight. We should have stopped at the fax machine. We also should have stopped 17 minutes ago. King Dinosaur's crashing. It was a long, exhausting day. Oh, believe you me, sir. I get that. She'll stream the pic. Dude, I don't fucking have my phone over here.
No, you don't get to make demands.
Okay, we gotta see this from here. Oh god, this is creepy as hell.
You see that? Yeah, you can see it. Wait. Yeah, it's not psychotic. But if you had those in black licorice, there would totally be pubes. There'd be squiggly pubes. You would have a...
as we say at the end of, whoa, chair's getting away. As we say at the end of all of these particular episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. I love you out there. Make sure you get yourselves some rest. You're all awesome. Gaming Retirement Home says, have a good night, folks. Glad I stopped by. Krista says, have a wonderful night and a great week. Moogle87 says, corn. Thank you all so much for stopping by, including Vicar Reno, Black Cats Poppy, King Dinosaur 69, Reverend Master 88, NH Girl Fans, Moogle87, Gaming Retirement Home. Is there anyone else in here I missed? I think it's everybody. You're all the best. Oh, Desi's butt. I forgot about Desi's butt. Don't forget about Desi's butt. Think about it a lot. You're all fantastic. We will see you again on Wednesday. And until then, chill out there and take it easy.